Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So we're back for another podcast. We should probably make up a song at this point, do you think?
I think people want their music, they'll go to iTunes.
Sounds like you're doing an ad. That's what it sounds like.
Or Spotify, or any good music.
Well, you don't think that we should make up a song for the beginning of our podcast? You think that would be a bad idea?
No, Sorry, there's a problem.
It sounds like you're recording this in the middle of the road. Just to let everyone know, the noise in the background is just a little bit of fun in the intro for the podcast. When we recorded with Saffron, there wasn't noise.
It's just a bit of ambiance.
Yeah, just a little bit of ambiance. It adds to the whole situation. Hey, where are you in the world at the moment, Francis?
I'm currently in Guyana in Georgetown. Well, Georgetown in Guyana, I should say.
Is it? Where is Guyana? Can you tell me?
South America.
Yeah, whereabouts in South America?
Well, it's kind of northeast South America. It's next to Suriname, Venezuela.
Looking back at it, like, traveling was so different back then, right? You know, we had no phones, we had no social media, we had nothing at all. We were kind of just like by ourselves in the middle of nowhere, just having this most amazing time. Do you not think?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. You kind of, now everyone, when they go traveling, they just spend their time on Instagram.
Still sounds like you're doing an ad. But don't worry.
For what?
Because I have a solution for you.
Subscribe to my webinar now. My free webinar.
Hey, all you private partners, welcome back to another Friday episode. We are very excited today because we have one of the UK's biggest YouTubers on. She was on Strictly Come Dancing with me.
She's huge.
We have Saffron Bark on the podcast. She's a wonderful guest. She has her own podcast. Hopefully you enjoy this episode. As always, what we like to do, if you want to be on our bonus episode, perhaps...
It's just a byproduct.
Be on our bonus episode and perhaps send us a funny story or a review. We love to read out reviews. Or if you want to nominate a charity or community that you think needs recognition, we are always, every single month, donating some money to. Let us know. Send us an email, contact@privatepartspodcast.com, or slide into our DMs.
Send us a text.
They can't send us a text, but they can slide into our DMs.
Okay, well, we'll tweet Jamie's number so you can send them a text. I thought we had them on WhatsApp. What was the whole point of that? Didn't we have them in WhatsApp groups?
Slide into our DMs @privatepodcast. Anything at all. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, Francis, intro the episode.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow us to present this wonderful episode with one of Britain's biggest YouTubers, Saffron Barker.
So, Saffron, I don't know if you've experienced this, but I'm really into my... France has actually slightly got me into this, but I'm really into my soups. At the moment.
Your soup.
I got you into that.
You got me into bone broth.
Yeah.
And from Well, you say her, but actually...
I think I'd rather be hungover, honestly.
Saffron is always hungover. She's always drinking a bit too much.
I actually am a bit hungover today for the first time in forever.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I've just moved house and it was my first night living alone last night. So I thought, like, what actually can I do? So I had a bottle of pink gin. I didn't drink the whole bottle, but, like, you know, I
pink
just
gin.
Lived my best life. Yeah, it was great.
Is there a different flavour or is it just the colouring is pink?
No, it does taste different. I don't even really know, to be honest. It was only because I just had pink gin left here. I'm normally more of like a spirits person. I don't really... I actually hate wine, beer, champagne, prosecco. So
you like
all
gin?
Spirits.
Gin is horrible. Gin is like
No, and do you know what I have with it as well? Which, no surprise, I feel a bit like out of it today, is I had pink gin and all I had in the fridge... Because bear in mind, I've just moved. Literally, all I had... was a monster. So me, on my own last night, pink gin and monster energy. Honestly, it's so wrong.
What is that called, that particular cocktail?
But I've absolutely no idea. Saffron special.
You had a monster with your gin. It's too good. I remember.
Yeah, it tasted good. It actually tasted really good because it was the white monster that tastes like lemonade. I don't know if you ever tried it, but it was actually quite good.
I feel like whenever I drink alone, which isn't that often, but if I do ever drink alone, it's like, okay, right, I'll have a drink. So then I start having a drink. And then I start to feel a bit like, yeah. And then I start like playing some music and I'm like, woo, ah. And I'm like by myself. And
that
I'm sort
was
of like,
me. Yeah, that was yeah, me yeah. last night.
And then you sort of...
What kind of music? Madonna.
Yeah. Maybe some like Justin Bieber. And then I'll be like, yeah. And then I'll go onto like Instagram and I'll be like, cool, yeah. And I'll be taking like photos of myself and you just
I'm live, guys. I'm going live.
A lot of self-love going on.
Seven, have you ever done a YouTube video where you've got drunk?
Yeah, I've done quite a few YouTube videos. A lot of like say it or shot it sort of like videos. Actually, yeah, I mean, I've filmed my life, so... Like, when I turned 18 and stuff, I had this huge party. And I remember I was probably the most drunk I've ever been in my entire life. And that's all on the internet for everyone to watch. So, because I only like spirits, I'm either, like, one or the other.
Yeah,
so I either don't drink at all. Like, last night was weird for me. It was only because I was alone and I thought, what am I going to do? And I'm FaceTiming my mum and... I just kept trying to speak to her and she actually couldn't get away sooner. And so I'm just trying to think of questions that I could ask my mum. I'm like, so what about the washing machine? Like, how do I work this then? Like, even though I know, because I'm just trying to keep. And she's like, I just want to go to bed. And I'm like, but mum, I'm scared. I'm like living alone for the first time. So I think,
it's
you know
terrifying.
What? I'm just going to... It is.
It's terrifying living alone. Like, I'm not... Sorry to cut you off, but I'm so scared. Like, my girlfriend was away filming and... I was like, I honestly heard someone downstairs and I was like, well, someone's made their way into the flat. Like, I'm about to be murdered.
I know, so I thought I'm going to have to drink because otherwise I'm going to get too scared. And the second I start, you know, the more you start thinking about it, the worse I'm going to get. I'm going to start believing there's ghosts upstairs. So I'm going to pink gin monster and I'll feel great. And I slept like a baby, so...
It's like two different emotions because gin, like alcohol, is like a relaxant. So you're like, oh, relax. But then the monster like hypes you up. So you're like, whoa, I don't know where I am.
I know.
Your heart
honestly.
Is just like, what the fuck is going on?
My body was shaking last night. I was thinking, what am I actually doing?
I'm surprised you got to sleep without having monster energy.
Do you know what? Same. I actually slept like a baby. I thought I would be the complete opposite, but it actually worked quite well. So you know, maybe give it a try. If you don't fancy wine, maybe get the pink gin, monster energy. I actually, on my life, probably the latest I've ever, ever had a lay-in before today. I got up at 9:30. I'm like an early riser. That is not like me. Monster energy.
So basically what Saffron's saying is that if you want a really good night's sleep and wake up early, just nail a bottle of Monster before you go to bed.
Yes.
Sleep like a baby. So many people are going to try that now and just be wired all night.
Yeah, they're going to be shaking the complete opposite.
Do you ever do this where sometimes when I get... I used to do this at uni. I used to get really drunk at uni. And I'd be like be peeing in like at the bathroom, whatever. And then I would look at myself in the mirror and start scaring myself. I'd go,
Oh God, that's really weird.
Francis, did you ever do that?
I remember when I was, partying quite a bit in those days. I remember looking in the mirror and just, you look in the mirror and you're like, you're fucked. You're drunk.
See, I don't think us girls don't have that experience because we don't look in the mirror when we go to the toilet.
Oh my God,
we don't do that.
Saffron, I heard this rumor that you can. Apparently, this is what I got told by another woman. I got told this by another woman. The reason why people go in couples. As a lady to the
girls,
bathroom,
girls, yeah.
To turn the tap on when they go.
Yeah, to turn the tap on so that you can't hear the other one pooing
No, that's not true. That's a great idea. Might actually use that, but that is not actually why. It's because I feel like this is such an asked question. It's just because you don't want to go on your own because I feel like as a girl, like. I don't know, like, everyone just stares at you when you just go to the toilet on your own. I know that guys are just fine, happy, can do it. But, like, when you come out, you've lost everyone by that stage. So if you go with someone, do you know what I mean? And also, it's also, like, do I smell nice? Friend, you know, like, checks you out. Do you smell nice? Sort you out. You spray each other. All of that, you know. That's what it is.
Also, I suppose you spread the blame, potentially, if you do a really smelly poo.
Yeah, no, it is that too. And also, like, you have a reason to be in the toilet for longer.
There is so many complexes I have with the bathroom, which I've spoken of before. And one of them, which I think, Saffron, you would really not like then, is in Spain, particularly Soto Grande, there was a cafe or bar. It was a bar that I went to. A bar, like a music bar.
Right, yeah, I'm envisioning this bar.
Yeah, yeah, this is where you would have lots of your pink gin with monsters, right? This kind of place. So lots of people looking. And I went to the bathroom and there was no loo seat. And I was like, why isn't there a loo seat? And to get the loo seat, you have to go to the bar and ask for it. And they hand you a loo seat. And you have to walk through the bar with a loo seat around.
But why?
It's because everyone knows you take your shit.
Is it because you have to buy a drink to use the toilet?
I don't know what. Maybe
that's why.
But it's also it's also humiliating. You're walking through.
Yeah, that's so weird. That is embarrassing.
Yeah, it's really
I think cool. I'd just go without the loo seat. I just have to like squat.
I squat. I used to tend the bathroom quite a lot. So what I would do was I'd put loo paper. Do you ever watch
around the toilet seat?
Around the toilet seat. But then I did that once. Okay, I did that. This is the last time I did it. I did it once, and I put a paddle around. Then did my business. Got up and pushed them all in and flushed it, and the whole thing overflowed. I was like, oh my God, what do I do now? And there was like people outside, and I was just like, this is just even worse than what I don't know.
Well, to be fair, that probably would have happened even if you didn't put the toilet bowl on the toilet seat. So, you know.
Can we also, Saffron, just explain to all of our lovely listeners, and this is in the least patronising way, Saffron, you're 20. You're 20 years old. That is, no wonder you can drink a monster and fall asleep straight away. When you get to our age, you're up for 4 days if you drink a monster. But you've bought your own house, you've moved in solo, you've done Strictly Come Dancing, your YouTube is popping, your podcast is killing it. 20 years old.
Dang, I mean, keep it coming. It's pretty cool. I don't feel 20, not gonna lie. I don't know, people are always so surprised by my age and sometimes I actually forget how young I am myself, because like most of my friends and stuff who was in this industry is just so much older than me, so I just don't even like.
Can you tell us how?
What's next for Saffron Barker?
Is this the end of the interview? This is normally what you ask. What's your 5-year plan? Tell us your 5-year plan.
No, people keep constantly asking me this. I actually don't. I don't even know, to be fair, because I know I'm really lucky. I have achieved so much so young, and my whole life I've always had goals. Like I've always had milestones that I wanted to achieve, and I think that's got me to where I am today. And now, for like the first time in my life, I don't even really know what else it is that I want to do.
I want to rob a bank.
Yeah, I want to rob a bank.
Start doing crime. I'm going to turn to crime, I think, for the rest of my life.
No, I've got to turn to something. What am I going to do?
Can you explain? So how did it all start? So when did you start doing YouTube?
So I started when I was 15. I want to say just turned 15. So I've been doing it for about like 5 years. And I was in school And I started on a summer holiday because I didn't want anyone, like, you know what school's like? There's so much bullying and stuff that goes on.
Yeah.
And I never got bullied in school or anything. I had loads of friends and stuff, but there was still like that worry of like, there's so much judgment. Sure. So I started YouTube on holiday, like on a selfie stick with my family, just like vlogging my life and stuff. Then I went back to school and it was just, it was so weird because people always ask me like, oh, did everyone talk about you? And my channel grew quite quickly, but it's so weird. Like no one wanted to talk about it. Like everyone was watching it, but no one would ever mention it to me. It was just such a weird scenario.
Is that because of jealousy? Were they like jealous? Or is it like one of those things where they're like, we just don't want to, hey, there's that really successful girl on YouTube. We're not going to mention it to her.
When did you start it? What year did you start it?
I started when I was in year 9. And by year 10, I had 100,000 followers. Wow. This is what I mean. So everyone knew about it in school, right? But no one wanted to talk about it. But I say no one spoke about it, but then at the same time, so when YouTube first like started out, and if you're like an OG, if you used to watch YouTubers, like I say back in the day when I was younger, like people like Zoella and stuff, like 5 years ago.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Used to like upload these videos called What's in My Bag. It was like a trend. Yeah. And so I remember I did What's in My School Bag, like it's one of my first videos. And I remember I'd hear people like go, oh, Charlotte, what's in your school bag? And she'd be like, oh yeah, like in my school bag, like just like taking the piss. So like no one really ever asked me about it, but.
But you knew they were watching it because they gave you this sort of hint.
Yeah, the really nice hints I loved. Do you know what I mean?
Saffron, listen, me and you are very similar. I started my podcast, my YouTube channel, about 6 years ago. I looked at my YouTube stats. So I started it 6 years ago, I think it was. Mm-hmm. I have 72,000 subscribers. And in 6 years, I made $8,000 from ad revenue. That was it. I did a video a week for 5 years. I don't think that is. And also I was on TV. I had a leg up and I still
did a video a week.
I did a video a week for 4 years. Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Is that really?
It just obviously wasn't that, you know.
I thought it was great.
Why didn't you get traction? I really, you know, what was that one that you did? That video?
Which one?
I can't remember.
Which one did I do?
That's how interesting it was.
Yeah, that's a really good one. A really good. Francis also started his YouTube channel, but there was this one. Yeah. Francis had just moved into, he had just moved into his brand new flat, and he was like, oh, it was really nice. And I persuaded him to try and persuade him that we would do the Ouija board in his flat.
Oh my god, do you know what? Like, part of me really wants to do that, and part of me absolutely never wants to do that.
Yeah, but if you move into a new, so like you just move into a new house.
Oh,
you
no
allow,
chance.
Would you allow
no
someone
chance.
To come in and do a Ouija board like
but
the day
listen,
you move in?
I reckon you would earn more than $8,000 of AdSense because I would watch that. So, yeah.
Well, we didn't do
that's
it.
What you've got to
we
do.
Did. Francis, listen, we're going to make more money doing that. Let's just curse your whole house. And
it was worth it.
Yeah.
A deal with the devil.
So we came over. I had this board, and Francis was like, "Buddy, I don't think I can do this." I was like, "Come on, it'll be super chill." He goes, "I'll do it in your flat." I was like, "Hell no, we're not doing it in my flat. We'll do it." Francis was like, "I really don't want to do it. I really don't want to."
It even made me nervous just having the board in the flat.
Oh God!
Oh, so you got as far to get the board?
Yeah, we were about to do it.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh,
we should have just filmed me refusing
to do it.
You
got that far. Come on, guys.
Saffron, that's like saying you hold a gun to someone's head and you go, well, you got this far, you might as well kill him. Like,
yeah.
That's exactly the same, actually.
Okay, but how much would someone actually have to pay you to have done it in your flat?
Oh, my God.
Genuinely.
I think a lot, man. I don't really like messing
because
well,
the money would be cursed,
stuff.
Basically. You know, you'd get the money and then you'd get a really big tax bill or something.
Yeah, maybe.
Surprise tax bill.
Saffron, have you ever done any videos where it was you were a bit like, this is like, did you have a video that suddenly was like a viral hit, I suppose? That's what I'm asking.
Do you know what? I never had a viral video. It's actually really surprising. I never had a video that like made me get a lot of my followers that I have. Like for me, my channel actually grew a lot from word of mouth. And people just like sharing it with their friends. I never really had like one viral video, to be honest. Like I have
that's
a lot
way better,
of videos.
That's way
with...
better though, right? Because lots of people want that viral video, but then actually...
Then they don't continue watching.
Yeah. You lose them straight away, right? The followers.
Yeah, so it is so much better. Like I'm genuinely so much happier. But I never really had a video that did that. And I've done some like... some stuff that I just think, why did I do that? And like I went through all of that and it never even bloody went viral. So there is sometimes where I'm like, oh, for God's sake, like, why did I never have that? But then saying that, I do have loads of videos that do have like 10 million views that are classified as viral. But
you have some videos that have 10 million views?
Yeah. But they, do you know what? They were like videos. I used to do like these acting videos. Is actually how I grew my channel. Oh my God, it's so
give me all the
so
tips.
Terrible.
Go on, give me the tips. I'm ready for this.
No, so I would honestly, you have to. I don't even know why I'm saying this. I'm embarrassed because now people are going to go back and watch them. If you're like an OG of my channel, you will know back in the day, I used to do these skits. So, like, I used to explain a scenario, then act out. So I would like be the guy, draw a mustache, put on a wig, act out the guy part, then act out the girl part. And I was so like bad at editing and stuff. Like I would have to do the guy, then do the girl, then go back to the guy, then do the girl. Oh, it took me hours.
What was the narrative? What were you acting out?
I was acting out scenarios, like funny scenarios. Like one of my biggest videos was like types of things that boyfriends do then versus now. So like I would do what they would do then, and then I'd act out what they do now. And then, like that's what I did back in the day. But that's actually got me to where I am. So I haven't even deleted any of those videos, even though they proper cringe me out. At the end of the day, it still did get me to where I am. So
that's
I don't
your
regret
story.
It. That's my story.
I think that's really good. But also, I suppose, I always wonder this, because you started at 15 years old and it grew and you're 100,000 and it was growing and growing. And you know, now you're over a million. What are you now, Saffron, on your YouTube?
I have two different channels, but on my main, I've got 2.5 million. Jesus. And then on my second channel, I have I don't actually even remember.
That's
I don't
crazy.
Really use that, that much anymore, but...
That's
great.
Because also, so what happens is that, like, naturally, so you start doing these videos, your channel starts growing, you start getting recognition, brand deals come in, all this kind of stuff. And like you said, you grow up pretty quickly. Is there a part of you that feels like, and I don't know if it feels like it, but do you think you miss out a little bit of growing up because you kind of grow up so fast?
Yeah, I definitely did. So for me, I'm dyslexic and I'm not very academic. And
hey,
I
snap.
Hated...
Snap.
Yes.
What's up, snap?
Are we doing this?
Yeah, we're doing a pump through the camera, which is really uncool of me.
So I actually hated school. I had lots of friends. I was really lucky. But I just didn't enjoy school at all. I always thought I could be doing something so much better with my life. Like, I knew I was never going to use maths, English, science, none of it. I'm never going to use it. I never wanted to work behind a desk. I always wanted to entertain. Like, that's always what I wanted to do.
And you knew that? You knew that from an early age?
I knew that literally from... I always thought I was going to be a singer. Like, that was it. And then I just kind of fell into
it. I'm going to be YouTube. A singer.
No, seriously. Like, genuinely. It's so funny. This is kind of going off a tangent a little bit. But obviously, I've just bought my first house. Yeah. And I was explaining to, like, my followers and stuff on one of my YouTube videos, you know, I'm so lucky that I bought this house. Never in a million years would I have thought I'd be not only buying my own house, but, like, because I'm also renovating it and building it to my dream house. And I was saying, like, never in a million years would I have dreamt this. But actually, at the same time, I actually almost did know this, because my whole life, I always told myself, like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to entertain people. I'm going to do this. That. I'm going to do that. So still now it's here, I'm like, I can't believe it. But I also, at the same time, kind of knew.
I don't, listen, I had, I swear to God, okay, when I was a kid, right, so I have a sweet company, Candy Kittens.
Oh my God, they're the best, by the way. Dude, genuinely so not much. Just saying that. They are actually banging, the watermelon that is, ones.
Oh my God, praise the Lord. but when I was younger, I was, this is no word of lie, I was scared of the dark. And for me to fall asleep at night, my brother used to tell me stories of Jamie and Sweet World. Then, you know, I have a sweet company. Also, this is so random. Like, when I remember when I was at school and I went to a boarding school, and at 8 years old, I was lying there and I was thinking about, I thought, what would make me really cool? And I thought, if I knew everything about baseball and American football, that would make me really cool. That's so niche. I was like, this would make me really cool. Anyway,
to
like,
be a specialist. Years.
Yeah.
But that is cool.
Yeah, well, it wasn't as much as, but cut to years later, I know, like, loads about American football and baseball, and so many things that, if you think back, that it's basically that whole point of manifestation, right?
And
you put things out there and believe it. So you are a true believer in that manifestation kind of style.
Oh, 100%. And not even that, like, I don't know, like, I 100% believe in it, because everything that's happened, I have manifested it, but I haven't thought to myself, you need to manifest it for this to happen. I just always set myself goals, and for me, I love achieving goals. Like, I love working towards something. If I don't have anything to work towards, I don't really know, like, life would just be boring. So, like, when going back to your first question, like, do I think I missed out on a lot? I did, because I knew this is what I wanted to do. With YouTube, I think what a lot of people don't understand is you kind of really, I believe you only have one shot, in the sense of, I had 100,000 followers, and obviously all my friends and stuff went to college, and obviously I never went to college, so I left school at 15, because I'm like one of the youngest in my year, so I left school at 15, and I decided I'm going to do YouTube full time, and my parents were totally fine with that, because if I stopped YouTube and I went to college, like, people get bored so quickly. As soon as you stop, they find someone new to watch. We all know that. Like, even with my favorite YouTubers, the second they stop, I just find someone new. There's so many people doing it. So for me, it was like, I had to give everything now. I can always go back to college, but I could never have this opportunity again. So even like when I was in school, I know it sounds really pathetic, but to me at the time, like when you're in school, parties are everything, right? And like having boyfriends and having girlfriends and stuff like that. And I missed out on so many parties and stuff because I'd be at home editing because I knew that I had to get this video up on this day because otherwise, like, this is my opportunity. It's happened in school, so I need to do it. And for me,
dude,
like,
that
my
drive. That's so great. That drive, man, that's epic.
Oh, thanks.
No, it is. And you know, I think that a lot of people want to have success, right? But they want success to land on their laps. And actually, it goes down to the old tale, which is it's just hard work. And you have to kind of give up stuff.
I mean,
a lot of people don't do that.
There is luck too.
Sure,
like, we all know there's luck too. But yeah, it does come down to hard work.
And that's massively inspirational. A lot of people should take note on that, because you have to sacrifice stuff in order to achieve what you want, and you sacrificed all those big parties.
Yeah, and I know it's
now you just get
so
hammered by yourself.
No,
you get drunk alone.
No, it does sound so pathetic, but honestly, like, my parents knew, because my parents are so supportive in everything that I do. Like, even they said that they knew how much of a big deal, like, I know it does sound pathetic, but until
you're
14, you don't realise how important it is, like, to, I don't know, go to these parties and hang out with your friends and stuff, because, like, at the time that's how you're cool in school and stuff. So at the time when I started out, I was so young that I did actually miss out on a lot of things. But obviously it got me to where I am. And I mean, to be honest, I missed out on a lot of school as well, because I remember that one of the biggest things that ever happened to me is I missed my dance exam because Nickelodeon flew me to America to attend the Kid Choice Awards. And I was like, this is the coolest thing I've ever done in my life. So.
Oh my God. Shit, Frankie, we should, I reckon you say that YouTubers only have one chance. I'm going to bring back my YouTube channel.
Hey,
I reckon
every dog has his day.
I reckon I've got a double chance. Hey, Saffron, listen, we got to that moment in the podcast where, Francis, you have to give us the question of the week.
Okay, so you've just moved into a new house.
Yeah.
Right. What is it that happens when you sleep in a new environment?
What is it that happens?
Yeah.
You get
in a new place. So like you sleep in a new place. What is it that happens?
You just get white girl wasted like I did.
I think that's right. I think that's a good one.
Be shit scared in bed like I also was as well.
I think that's what happens. Mm. I think you just get scared. What? So you're saying what emotion happens, Francis?
Is like, all right. So what happens to your body?
Get scared.
Yeah, you get scared.
You get scared, so that's your answer.
That's such a pathetic answer, isn't it?
No, take it. Saffron, take it. Listen, I'm going to go. When you go into a new place, what happens to your body? Nothing's ever happened to my body.
Nothing's happened to my body yet. But listen, one great thing that does happen about my body is, for the first time ever, right, I'm so excited to be able to walk around my house naked, and also to be able to go to the toilet and leave the door open, because I do that anyways. And my mum and dad are like, oh my God, why would you not shut the door? Yeah. I love going to the toilet with the door open.
I do that as well. I walk around naked. And I go
I guess because when you're going to the toilet, you feel vulnerable. So you want to know if anyone's coming, right?
Exactly. Even though you're now living alone.
No, the scariest bit is when you have a shower and shampoo's in your face and you think, someone's going to be there when you wipe it away. Someone's going to be looking at me. Okay, I'm going to go for my answer is, Francis, I reckon your body releases some sort of pheromones that makes you makes it more homely. That's it. Your body releases pheromones.
I thought that was a better answer than mine. Not gonna lie.
Your body releases home pheromones.
I don't know. Yeah, home pheromones. All right, listen, Saffron, we're going to find about in part two. Are you going to stick around for part two?
Yeah, I'll stick around for part two.
Thanks, Steve. We'll see you in part two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.